Astros and Carlos Correa trying to stay hot. He had a homer and three RBIs on Tuesday night. Fourth inning, 1-0 Houston. Joe Musgrove facing Freddie Freeman.
Has in the last few. The 1-1 is a breaking ball. Lifted to left center field. That's backing up Mariznick. He's going to look up and play it off the wall, or is it out of here? It's out of here. So Freeman probably setting on that breaking ball. Musgrove left it a little bit higher this time, and Freeman's able to ride it out of here.
1-1. That's hit softly. Diving grab by Altuve to his left. Gets to his feet. Throws to first in time to get Bonifacio for the second out. Nicely done by Jose.
Yeah, that was a sparkling play to his left.
First and second. Here's the 1-2. And that's ripped down the left field line and headed for the corner. A fair ball, just barely a base hit. Beltran around third. He scores. Altuve motoring around third and coming home. He'll score without a throw. Two-run double, Carlos Correa. 3-2, Astros lead. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Couldn't hold up on the curveball. Goes down on strikes, and the inning is over. Braves load him up with two out, but do not score as Harris strikes out the side. And we're through 7.5. 1-0. And Garcia lifts this right field fairly deep. Springer is back at the wall. Makes the catch against the wall. Two outs. Garcia gave that 96-mile-an-hour fastball a ride the other way. Almost hit that out the other way like he did back in the fourth.
Yeah, made a bid for a multi-home run game.
The Astros win it 4-2. They're 23-11. That's the best start in franchise history through 34 games. They hand the Braves their sixth straight loss. Musgrove gets the win. Six innings, four hits, two earned runs, and he struck out four. After the game, Astros manager A.J. Hinch talked about another big home win.
Yeah, that, you know, Will continues to make pitches. I think there were a couple of critical moments there. You know, the misplay on the fly ball, you know, to start the innings, a little hard luck there. The bunt was perfectly placed, a little hard luck there, and he just never conceded, you know. And obviously the Freeman at bat is one of the more stressful ones because he's, you know, he's such a talented hitter and he's got a good guy behind him. So, you know, Will, you know, I trust him with the ball in his hand when at the critical moments, and those are exactly the reasons why, because he doesn't concede and he makes pitches. I mean, it's a small margin of comfort and when you're in the middle of somebody's order. But, you know, the matchup was a little bit more favorable towards Kemp, but not really. I mean, you don't feel great when the bases are loaded and Matt Kemp's coming up to bat, but you know, the strategy there is just to make sure that he doesn't concede or give in to one of the best hitters in the National League, one of the best hitters in the big league. So, you know, we got away with it.
Can you talk a little bit about Carlos coming up big again?
Carlos Correa?
Yeah.
I mean, there's not much to – it's kind of proof is out there every day when he's starting to contribute every game. So, I mean, I think his defense has taken an uptick. Obviously, his offense has been very much the norm for him. His extra base hits, the base hit in the fifth, obviously is a key part there. And that, he was part of a long string of hitters that went up and had really good at bats. So, you know, patience is good in this game when you hang with guys and talent wins out over time. And I know he had a little bit of a rough start to the season, but you know, I think him being up in the middle of our order with the game on the line is exactly what he thrives in.
Musgrove, your runs today came in innings where you had two out, nobody on. Talk about the patience, no matter the situation. It seems like you guys had the same approach.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's important. They give us three outs every inning, and we need to use them. You know, even in that fifth inning, you know, we draw the leadoff walk. There's a little momentum. Then there's a little deflation with the well-hit double play ball by Springer, and then we put together a lot of at-bats. So, you know, you can score at any time in this lineup, and I think our guys believe that wholeheartedly. And we've taken a couple walks today that were key. We took a couple pitches that we could hit and we moved the ball around the field. We took advantage of a little bit of extra 90 feet here and there. But the resiliency, the persistence, the continue to come at these guys is one of the endearing qualities of our offense.
You had nine at-bats with runners in scoring position, reached base five times, hitting over 300 in those situations this year. Anything to come through in those pressure spots?
I mean, we got pretty good hitters, and I think it's beginning, you know, it's not easy, and I think there's going to be stretches where we don't we don't necessarily do that. These guys are putting in a lot of work, a lot of prep, and staying in the moment, in the at bat, whatever the game calls for. So, again, I think the comfort that our players have in being in these critical moments is what I'm seeing that I like.
Musgrove Battle retired 7 in a row after the 2 home runs. Talk about it.
You know, he was really good, and I, you know, normally when you walk 3 or 4 guys like he did, there's a little bit of frustration. But I think today was one of the first games where he actually put the ball exactly where he wanted to. And they were disciplined in a couple of at-bats and drew a couple walks against him. But the conviction in his pitches was better. The idea of where he was missing and in trying to entice these guys outside the strike zone, this group across the way, they swing the bat pretty aggressively. So. I thought he battled and didn't cave after the 2 home runs. You know, the Freeman home run is tip your hat. The Garcia home run was a missed pitch, but he didn't let that, losing the lead in the 4th after we got the 1 run, get to him. So it was a very, very, very gutsy performance.
AJ, you're entering a more challenging part of your schedule. How nice is it to have the run that you guys have had against a bunch of really struggling teams?
Yeah, no, I mean, you try to win every game, and you want to win the games you're supposed to win when you get ahead or when you have your best players in the game, or when Keuchel pitches, when McCullers pitches, when anytime I use Giles and Gregerson, Davinsky, those guys. So we've been able to win the games where we feel like we should win. And then obviously we played some tough teams along the way as well. So okay, starting with the Mariners, obviously going through Cleveland. I think we've had to play pretty good baseball. I think our guys have a pretty good idea of what it takes to play our brand of baseball. Now we're going to go on the road. It's tough to play Yankee Stadium. We haven't seen Miami other than spring training. Just in general, we don't see those guys. So we sort of focus on ourselves, not on our opponent. And when it comes to style of play or what we can do well, factor that in with what the game plan is, and we try to win the game.
You mentioned Yankee Stadium's a tough place to play. They're going to be the best competition you guys have faced. You're coming off a lot of momentum. How are you feeling about, you know, how this matchup is really going to gauge the team?
We don't need to gauge our team. We got a good team. So whatever happens the next 4 days, we're trying to win every game. But it's a 4-game series in the second month of the season. So let's not make it out to be a 7-game World Series.
Is George okay? He crashed pretty hard.
George is fine. Yeah, he'll be in the lineup tomorrow and leading off. Breaking news.
Musgrove put together one of his best starts of his young career and also talked after the game.
Continue to hang in there and try and hope we can put up a run or an inning like we did in the 5th with those 3 runs, and that was huge. So once I got that little cushion, I really bared down and had confidence in being able to go out there and just attack me. So.
The command overall compared to the previous starts, how do you feel about it today?
Good. The commands, I feel like, has been there. You know, I've been getting ahead of everybody. I've been, you know, in control of the count for the most part. It's just been the put-away pitches haven't been there. And with a team like today, it was kind of perfect for me to really work on it because they're known to chase out of the zone a little bit. You know, but they, like I said, they showed me earlier that they were going to lay off and have a little more, protection of the zone and not chase as much. So I had to try and beat him in the zone. And that was the plan.
What's his energy with the belt today?
Devo handed it over to me today.
Is it heavy?
Yeah, it's pretty solid. It's definitely a legit belt.
Will Harris continues to provide great value out of the bullpen and talked about his 8th inning pitching afterwards.
I felt good. It took me a little bit against Dansby to kind of find the strike zone, but kind of happened pretty quick. Just kind of looked up and there was 2 guys on, and just kind of had to buckle down and make some pitches to Ender. Was lucky enough he fouled off a couple of pitches instead of bunting him over. It may have changed the inning a little bit, but kind of settled in and made my pitches, and good things happened.
With Freeman just swinging the bat that he has been, what's the strategy there? What are you thinking there?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best hitters in baseball, so anytime he comes up as the go-ahead run late in the game, you're going to be careful. So the plan was to try and keep the ball up, keep the ball elevated on him. I just was maybe elevating a little bit too much. Was just trying to pitch in the top of the zone, and if I walk him, I walk him, you know, move on, and felt like Kemp was a better matchup for me, and it worked out today.
Just the way this team took care of a two-game set in the midst of kind of a unique part of the schedule.
Yeah, well, we kind of have a knack for interleague. I know last year and the year before we played pretty well in interleague play, so something we're comfortable with. Just kind of coming in, we didn't change any game plans, kind of did our thing, and and we're able to win both games. Got two good starts out of our starters, which is always important, and timely hitting, and get out of here with a little mini series sweep, which is always nice.
The Astros are headed to the Bronx for four games with the Yankees starting on Thursday. It'll be Dallas Keuchel and Michael Pineda dueling in the opener.